Millions of people already have filed their federal tax returns, and many are getting refund checks. The refunds are supposed to be significantly higher than last year, but so far that hasn't been the case. That's caused some analysts to speculate on whether the tax cuts will deliver the hoped-for boost to the economy, NPR's Jack Spear reports.
As of the end of February, the IRS had approved just under 39 million federal income tax refunds. Mark Garai is director of tax policy services at Deloitte & Touche. He says the amount of the average refund check is up this year.
Over the last couple of years, refunds have averaged about $1,975. That's probably going to jump to about $2,000 or more. And most of that is a result of changes that went into effect last year.
The U.S. Treasury Department had predicted because of changes to the tax laws, the average federal refund would be up by about $300 this year. However, so far, the IRS says refunds are up only by around $90. William Massey is a senior tax analyst with RIA, a firm that provides software for tax professionals. He says one reason may be some taxpayers, especially wealthier individuals, could be holding off on filing their returns because some of the tax changes are especially complex.
Mutual fund companies and the brokerage companies have been struggling to figure out the qualified dividend rules, and it's anticipated there are going to be a lot of corrected 1099s. So people have to carefully look at their 1099s to make sure that they appropriately reflect what are qualified dividends.
And economists say there may be other reasons tax refunds issued so far are running a bit low. Mark Zandi is with Economy.com.
A lot of us have been out refinancing our mortgages. That means we have less interest to deduct on our taxes, and that might mean that the refund checks are coming in a little bit on the light side. Could be that last year, particularly early last year, the economy was struggling and incomes were lower than are currently estimated, and thus there's less of a tax refund coming due.
Still, economists say many taxpayers aren't likely to benefit from federal tax relief, which includes the easing of the so-called marriage penalty and the lowering of the rate at which stock and mutual fund dividends are taxed. Zandi says with more people expected to get money back this year, the Bush administration is betting a lot of it will go right into the economy.
Suppose all of the $35 to $40 billion the Treasury expects in refund checks this year over last is spent during the first half of the year. That would add almost a percentage point to annualized real GDP growth, and that's a lot.
Zandi doesn't think that's going to happen, though. He says in the past, consumers have spent only about a third of their tax refund. The rest winds up going into savings or is used to pay down debt, something that may not be good news for the Bush administration, which is relying on the tax cuts to provide economic stimulus in the months ahead. Also, with the federal deficit expected to top $500 billion, even some Republicans are saying the nation can't afford tax cuts, an argument that Mark Garai with Deloitte & Touche says isn't likely to be settled anytime soon.
It's almost a religious issue in Washington. Either you believe that cutting taxes ultimately helps the economy and therefore increases revenues over the long term, or you think that it really just is going to sap resources and create deficits.
However, the Bush administration credits tax relief, $232 billion worth this year alone, with helping to keep the nation's unemployment rate below where it otherwise would have been, and is calling on Congress to make the tax cuts permanent. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.